It is the start of a new beginning for the city of Bridgeport today. There is going to be a groundbreaking for the new Residence Inn by Marriott at Steel Point Harbor. It's a six-story hotel featuring 142 rooms with views of Steel Point Marina. Now, this is a big deal for Bridgeport because they have not had a hotel since the Holiday Inn shut down in early 2022. And joining us back on the show is Bobby Kristoff, president of the RCI Group, who is partnering with True North Hotel Group to bring the Residence Inn by Marriott. And Bobby, what an exciting day. Thank you so much for joining us ahead of the groundbreaking ceremony.
Yes, thank you for having me on. And it is a great day. It's a great day for Bridgeport as we are bringing a hotel back to the city.
And Bobby, you guys with RCI, you guys are probably, I would hope by now, pretty familiar, I would think, names and voices to the Bridgeport community because you've been bringing a lot of development to the waterfront area. I mean, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, we're very familiar with the community in general. We do a lot of different participation in different organizations all around the city. But the development in the waterfront, there's no question with the August going up right now, with the car wash gas station at exit 29, the shipyard being reinvigorated, and now groundbreaking of this hotel. And not just any hotel. You know, we're bringing a Marriott-branded hotel to the city of Bridgeport. It's a great day.
So talk a little bit about, Bobby, you know, it's not as simple as just, okay, pick a name out of a hat and that's what we're going to go with, right? I mean, tell us how you came to the determination of a Residence Inn by Marriott. You know, obviously the location of Steel Point Harbor is not really as much of a surprise to me since you had a huge hand in that as well. But how did you come to this agreement and this company to work with and bring them to Bridgeport?
So our partners True North have a great relationship with Marriott. And we were able to achieve the brand, which we think is the best, one of the best brands in Marriott, and that's the Residence Inn brand, extended stay. So we can have a real quality hotel here for anyone, whether it's the hospitals, doctors visiting, parents' weekends at the college, people coming to the Live Nation Amphitheater, people coming to visit family and friends here in Bridgeport, be here on the waterfront for an event, whatever it may be. We thought it was the best we could get to have come here, and it's the best brand that we see in just in general. And so to have them come here to Bridgeport is an amazing day. And it took us a little extra time. It usually does because we need to, you know, work and convince them to come to Bridgeport. But when they get here, they usually overachieve what their expectations are, and it's been a great experience on all major brands.
I'm glad to hear that. And again, we have Bobby Kristoff, a friend of the show, and also president of the RCI Group, which they partnered with True North Hotel Group to break ground today on a new Residence Inn by Marriott at Steel Point Harbor, which I think is so exciting. First of all, the views there, amazing, obviously. The access to so many different modes of transportation. Obviously, you got I-95, which is literally right there, but you've also got the ferry if you want to go to Long Island. You've got Metro North is not that far away. I mean, you have a really great location where you're at. When is this going to be done, though? Because you can imagine, Bobby, that people have been waiting for a hotel, well, now 3 years plus. So when is this going to be done?
Trust me, I wish it was tomorrow, but it's going to be an 18-month build.
That's not bad. I thought you were going to say longer, to be honest. Okay. So yep. This time next year, we'll have a full-fledged, a little bit longer than that, like a year and a half.
Yeah. So 18 months. So we're excited. It's going to be the best in class in the area. We're excited to bring it here to Bridgeport. As you know, we're constantly raising the bar and bringing things here that people said we couldn't do, and we are going to continue to do it. This development is just getting started, and we're excited for the people of Bridgeport and all the work and tax dollars that have gone in to the city, to the amphitheater, to attract great shows, and now, you know, they can enjoy the bed taxes and take advantage of some of those things here in the city, which are needed.
Now, you had mentioned before the August. How's that going? Because it feels like every day that I drive by, there's just more and more happening, you know, at Steel Point, and it's exciting to see it. But where are we at with that project?
Yeah, the project's on time. We're going to be delivering and moving people in next June.
Wow.
Into the August. We're going to start. We have a huge list of people that have inquired about living there. And we're going to start that probably in January, where we'll start to reach out to those on the list and go to lease. So we're very excited about where that is. That's on time, and that'll be delivered next summer in June.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. It's stunning. The property looks incredible. I mean, I see it. Like I said, I pass it on I-95 all the time. Now,
yeah, the other great part, Melissa, is the car wash, gas station are really coming along. The mobile fueling facility, Steel Point Car Wash, and so we're excited off Exit 29 there. What the whole Steel Point experience is going to create for Bridgeport.
Now, this was a question I got from a Bridgeport resident, which is, so now you've got this huge complex there, right? And also you've got the hotel that's going to be in there. Are there any plans to bring some kind of grocery store, convenience store of any type in that area? Is Steel Point looking at that?
So we were very involved with bringing the grocery store to the east end. And then our next want is to bring a grocery store here to Steel Point. As part of the buildings and what we're doing, but we need to get to a certain critical mass till we can really attract them to come here.
Okay.
So probably the next phase two is when we can bring a grocery. We want one as well, but they've all told us that we need a little more critical mass before we can attract one.
Now, Bobby, do you guys have anything to do with the construction? I know it kind of gets complicated here, but with what's going on with the candy cane?
We do not.
Obviously, you don't. I didn't think so.
We're very excited about what's happening there, how the governor and the delegation came together to fund that coming down. So we don't have something sitting on the waterfront like Norwalk did for 30 plus years. Really taking the incentive for another party to come in, bring it down. We're in favor of it coming down. I think there's a lot of damage that's been done to the neighborhoods. And I leave it to the locals, Melissa, to make that determination than myself. I'm just excited to open another great piece of the waterfront to the public.
Yeah, to just keep building up Steel Point and offering so many great opportunities, including finally Bridgeport having a hotel, which we have not had since early 2022 when the Holiday Inn shut down in the downtown area. Bobby Kristoff, congratulations. A very exciting day ahead of you. And I appreciate you popping on the air before the groundbreaking ceremony for this brand new hotel at Steel Point. Thank you so much.